Join Sean Bass Friday from noon to 2. Rally House in Addison off Beltline in Montford. Rally House has everything for the perfect Father's Day gift, including polos, jerseys, drinkware, fan cave necessities, and much more. Stop by and tell Sean the secret password for a free $10 gift card. The password is MVP. MVP. Friday, Rally House in Addison at noon with Sean.
Dude, I'm bleeding.
We have more breaking NBA news. According to Brian Windhorst, Kawhi Leonard expected to miss Game 5 against the Jazz tonight with a knee injury.
Oh, that's no big deal. Oh,
his status for the rest of the series in doubt as well.
Oh, no. Man.
No biggie.
So you've got that. You've got Chris Paul and COVID protocol. Not a lot happening in the NBA.
So Chris Paul just thought, nah, you know, first chance at a title. I just won't get a shot. Right?
Or...
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
They don't know. They won't say if he's vaccinated or not, but that may affect. How do you know?
He's not. Half these guys aren't.
The conversation we had about the golfers, and why wouldn't you? You could be in John Rahm's case, where I know he got the shot, but it was a little late.
Yeah.
Too late to save him from winning the Memorial.
What if it would have been this week?
Right.
He's up by 6 at the U.S. Open.
Right.
Sorry, dumbass.
Why not just play it safe and get the shot?
It so makes... That- No sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why put this prize check, this victory, this advancing in the playoffs at risk?
And what if Chris Paul, who has his whole life, this is it, and he's got the easiest path in history to get there, I just didn't make the shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, though. Great run we had.
Cool, though.
Great run.
All right. It's a compound tradition. Gordo and Killer out with the wireless and Killer's tuba for morning wake-up call in the bunkhouse. Come in, Gordo and Killer.
Hello?
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 Yes, we have you.
All right. I'm here with Jason Killer Kelson. Oh, and what kind of tuba did you bring with you this time?
I brought a B-flat tuba.
B-flat tuba.
Oh, of course Killer's... Tuba is B flat.
Well, I think you bought this off of Craigslist or something, and it's a really expensive tuba that someone was selling at a fire sale due to divorce or death?
Yes, death.
Oh, yes. So how expensive is this tuba if it was a fair price?
If it was a fair price, I'd probably get between $4,800 and $5,500.
Dang, what? And how much did you pay
for
it? $900.
I never would have guessed that.
No.
Why would you take advantage of a widow like that?
Because I only had $900 and I wanted the tuba.
Someone's dead mouth has been on that.
Yeah, $900.
$900. He paid $900.
$900.
But it's worth $5,500.
Some dead guy has been licking on that.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
I sterilize it.
Did you buy a new mouthpiece at least?
Yes. This is my old college mouthpiece.
Ugh.
What's worse, the dead guy's mouthpiece or Killer's old college?
Yeah, I'd rather have zombie tongue all over the mouthpiece than Killer's.
He got hamburger juice?
Yeah, he flavors his mouthpiece. Right. His Killer. I have a hamburger-flavored mouthpiece. All right, Killer. Right.
Killer.
How did you sleep last night?
Horribly.
Okay, good, good.
Why are you cheering that?
All right, so the only two people that are asleep are who?
Dan and Jake.
Okay. All right, and they're in the tents that are upstairs, right?
Correct.
All right, what's going up there?
Who is more asleep? Probably Jake, right? Staying up that late?
Yeah.
Responsible for a lot of missing whiskey?
I think so.
What is going on up here, Killer? It looks like there's some custodial closets that are open. Someone's been rifling through them. That's my room. Huh. All right, do you know which doors they're in?
That's Dan.
Okay.
That's Jake.
Okay, I think we should do Jake first. Gets hotter.
Yeah, the rookie.
Okay. Yeah, this is rookie hazing. That's
yeah, not
right.
Enough hazing
rookie.
With Jake.
No.
Yeah, it's called so great,
Brooke
that, we had,
last
it's
night.
Great that we have a rookie here, Killer, so we don't just haze you all the time. Oh.
I agree.
All right. Now, Killer, you're going to wake him up with the tuba because we found that this is a more gentle way of waking someone up is with song.
It's very soothing.
Okay.
Very, very soothing.
And I understand we have a very special selection that you're going to be playing, and I think people may recognize this tune, okay?
Yes, yes.
Do I need to hold your music for you?
No, I think I can do it. If not, I'll...
And play tuba at the same time?
I did it last year. Why not try it again?
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right.
Recognize it yet?
What's going on, Kelly?
What song is that?
Dark.
I think he's playing the counter melody.
It's got shake hand too. It's amazing.
Gordon, what song is that?
I don't know. I really can't see. There's not enough light. There's not enough light. Here, I'll just do it. You've played three different songs
just
so far.
Play
go to the chorus. Go to the chorus.
Is Jake awake?
Now I can see it. Oh, he's dropping it. Aren't you supposed to have a harness on this thing?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was a strap-on, too.
I ate it.
No, I'm supposed to be sitting down.
Oh. In a marching band, you sit down?
No, you use a sousaphone on that. This is a B-flat.
It's a B-flat.
Is Jake awake?
Well, he isn't.
Where are you in the song?
I'm right here.
Well, no, don't point to where it is. You gotta.
Okay.
Oh, that's. And then I take a breath and I get real high.
Okay.
That's good on Killer's part to learn that song.
Yeah, Gordon, say thank you.
I feel like you're being forced to listen to your 8-year-old nephew at a recital.
Oh,
all right, Gordon. Yeah. I want to give you a heads up. You have about 3 minutes to talk to both Jake.
Killer Show has 15 more minutes left in the song.
3 minutes left in this segment for both Jake and Dan.
Okay, so we're not 8:40. We're not doing this anymore. Okay, let's knock on this door.
Okay. How about I go back to a traditional?
What's that?
Uh-oh. Somebody's
on. Yeah. I think he's coming to the door. Hey, Jake. Oh, my God! Oh, what is that? What are you doing? Yes. Jake has arrived in a very odd outfit here.
What is it?
Let's see this. It is like some sort of weird, is this lingerie, BDSM? What is this?
Did you guys hear about Chris Paul?
Yeah.
What about him?
I think he's got COVID or something.
Uh-oh.
It's probably going to change the playoffs a little bit.
You think he has massive grooming issues on his face, George? You should see what's happening down below here for Jake. He's wearing some sort of elaborate system of leather trusses. It's so gross. I see the back. Oh, God! It's a complete leather thong. He's slapping his own rear. It's just nasty. No.
Is he wearing anything on top?
And he's vaping. he's been living full throttle all night.
That's beat.
Will you at least walk down and say hi to the guys here? I'll walk down with you.
Let me get my key cord.
Okay, yeah, I don't know where he's going to store it, but...
We're never going to be able to unsee this. This sounds really bad.
Yeah, wait till you see it. Oh, George, you'll love it because of your latent issues. Yeah, you'll talk about how jacked Jake is and how he got in shape for this. And okay, wait till you see this.
And we still got tuba going.
Okay.
He is still playing.
Come on, here he comes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Look at that! His penis! It's see-through! It's just...
Dude, you cannot unsee it.
How does it know? It's so nasty.
That's the craziest thing. That's right, worse than Dan being naked.
Vulgar, but...
You're going to have to...
There you go. He's covering it.
Oh, I was saying pixelate. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we've got to crop this to where it's so hard to get this right.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Jake.
He's like he's got James Harden in a leg lock here. His head. Head down in his crotch.
He had to press a button to order that on the internet.
Oh, yes, he did. And I hope his wife found.
She's like, you're not expecting me to wear that I saw in the checkout in your Amazon.
That's something Chuck Rhodes on Billions would be caught wearing, for those of you who watch Billions.
Gosh.
What does that outfit cost,
appalling.
I think it was $20.
Worth every penny.
It is worth it.
Worth so disturbing. Every penny.
I'm going to tell you how this works.
I can't even look at them.
Have you ever had your wife? Well, said, you know, just order something you think you'd like. You know, like whatever. Like,
yeah.
And I ordered this, and it arrived, and she was like, are you a psychopath?
Boy, and when you add the beard on top of the whole thing,
that's what makes it so wrong.
It's the craziest thing we've ever seen at the
table. It's like the Marv Albert commemorative outfit, the one that Marv was arrested in.
I get it now.
So
it's a tribute.
Get it now.
German tribute to Marv.
Yes. So okay. German outgoing Marv Albert.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you.
Thank you. So very touching tribute.
Anyways, all right. Kawhi's out?
We're not having casual sports conversation with you dressed like that.
No.
All right. Dave Raymond's reaction.
We're cool.
Next. I love Dave Raymond. This